letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3110, 3110, Baruch Hashem, dated the 17th day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. It's a very interesting letter. You know, sometimes people, the Rebbe tells you to do something and people don't take it seriously. You know, like the Rebbe says, go to a specialist. Don't just go to a regular doctor. Go to a specialist. People don't listen, and they just go to a regular doctor. If the Rebbe says, don't listen to the doctor's gloom and doom, be positive. And people, you know, what does the Rebbe know? You know, but the Rebbe cites his letter. The Rebbe's answering these people who are reporting to the Rebbe, they're down, and the Rebbe says, what else could I do? I tell you, I guide you, and you don't listen. I can't take away your choice. Let's see what the Rebbe writes. Shalom Racha. Ma'asher, I am confirming receiving your letter of the 11th day of Kislev. So, here you write about the opinion of the doctors. So the Rebbe says, I'm very surprised that you confuse my words, and therefore your mood is not the way it should be. So, I said, and I've also written, that you should do as the directions of the specialists, doctors who are specialists. I've also said, and I also wrote many, many times, that you should not be affected from their opinion, as the specific wording that the Tzemach Tzedek said. How do we know, you know, somebody argues and says, how could you go to a doctor? I mean, God forbid, there is actually religions that refuse to get healing from doctors because they say, if God made you sick, then you're supposed to be sick. You're not supposed to find any relief to medicine. But that's not, that goes against the Jewish religion, because the Torah says, verape yirape, that the doctor should heal. And the Talmud says that means that a doctor has the right and the obligation to heal. But the Rebbe says, that Tzemach Tzedek said, it just only says the doctor has a right to heal, but nothing more than that. He doesn't have a right to tell you that you're not going to get healed, or that's not, the Torah hasn't given him permission. But the Rebbe says, in both of these things that I've told you, you do the opposite. And first of all, you don't follow the directives of the specialist, the doctor's specialist, you don't follow them. And on the other hand, you get totally frazzled by the opinions from the doctors, the other doctors. So the Rebbe says, what more can I do about this? I can't take away from a Jewish man or woman, can't take away their freedom of choice. In other words, if you choose to be depressed or down and not to listen to what I tell you, can't take away your freedom of choice. And the Rebbe says, based on what's explained in Chassidus and also in the Likutei Torah, Rebbe brings down that the real freedom of choice is because we are rooted in the essence of Hashem. Over there is true freedom of choice. Basically, normally a person has certain reasons why he chooses what he chooses. But when we are rooted, the only one who has real freedom of choice is Hashem, because he's not rooted in anything. And our freedom of choice comes because we're rooted in Hashem. So the Rebbe says, may the blessed Hashem succeed, you and your wife, may she live, that you should listen in both of the above mentioned matters. So then it will come out in as soon as possible the visible and revealed good. The Rebbe basically says, follow the directives of the specialists and don't be gloom and doom. And then you will see that it will be in the good, the visible and revealed. So here, the bolder type, the Rebbe emphasizes, you should do as the instructions of the doctor. And the Rebbe was that the doctor has a right to heal, but not to say, the Rebbe. And you do the opposite, what I told you. Those are emphasized by the Rebbe.
Okay.
Now, another subject, on another one here, the Rebbe says to him, I told you, go follow the directives of the specialists and don't allow them to cause your mood to be down. And then you will see things will be in the visible and revealed good. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe another thing is that he's not teaching the Tanya. Why? Because he doesn't know the exact way how somebody taught it. He doesn't say who. But he doesn't know, maybe it means the Rebbe, or maybe it means some other rabbi who taught the Tanya. He doesn't know how to teach, so therefore he's not teaching. He's not teaching it at all, because he doesn't know how to teach it in the proper way, sort of the way the other person taught it. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised how a young man who was a Tamim, who learned a Chabad, learned the Chabad Yeshiva, gives such an answer. The Rebbe said, this is the actual argument of all those who don't hold back from learning the esoteric, the inner part of Torah, as explained in the booklet, Limud Torah HaChasidus. So they say, because we don't know, we don't understand, we don't know exactly. And in general, the Rebbe says, what benefit is it going to be from all these arguments if in your area is going to be the lacking? Actually, you're not going to be learning. And to say that, and you're saying that you're looking how to learn the meaning right there, you know, the Rebbe's, so he tried to say to the Rebbe that he doesn't know, he's not qualified enough, he doesn't know the simple meaning. You know, the Rebbe says, Rebbe says, I'm shocked this kind of humility. You know, person makes himself very humble. He says, oh, I don't know how to teach because I don't know the material so well. The Rebbe says, I'm shocked of this kind of humility. And the Rebbe says, it's already been cautioned by the Alter Rebbe in the introduction to the Tanya. Alter Rebbe in the introduction of the Tanya, he writes very clearly. He writes, I am asking those people who are able to, don't act in a humble way and saying that you don't know. It is your responsibility to teach and to tell the others. And don't use this false pretense of humility. I'm not a teacher, I don't know it myself. You go ahead and teach. The Rebbe's basically telling him, what kind of excuse is it that you don't know the meaning? The Rebbe concludes, so the Rebbe doesn't accept any of these excuses. The Rebbe says, the privilege, the merit of this great day, this clear day of redemption of the Alter Rebbe, which is also our redemption. So each and every one of us should be redeemed from all confusing matters that we are confused, and includes the above, meaning, you know, the doctors and the other things. The Rebbe says, all what you wrote about from the beginning of the letter about being in a bad mood until the last lines that we just read about not being able to teach and all these confusing matters. And therefore, we should be freed from all these kinds of confusing things, and therefore we'll learn Chassidus in a plentiful b'shufi, a lot, and also other people will teach a lot, and we will hold on and we will connect to the tree of life. This is also literally tree of life, meaning physical life in the life of the physical body, ... which I don't know what it said there. The Rebbe blesses him with a festival, blessing for a festival of redemption, regards to all of your people that you influence. And that would include also your family members of your home, influence them as well. Because the husband is called the Baal Habayis, the master of the house. So meaning the description means literally. So you influence, I think it had to do also, maybe his wife was the one that wasn't feeling so well and was being down. And the Rebbe says, if you bring in the proper spirit and the proper mood, you will be able to be the Baal HaBos, you'll be able to have the proper influence so that you'll change the whole atmosphere and the whole approach, and the home will become a very beautiful home. Okay.